This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' very own Lending Tech Live conference here in beautiful Aurora, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Darren Lawrence from Origins as well. Darren, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Glad to be here with you, Mike.
I'm glad you're here, too, because we're going to talk about something super fascinating, and it's the future of car buying. But before we get to that, how's the conference going for you?
It is tremendous. Yeah. This is our first one in several years,
yeah.
Of course.
In person, yeah.
And the response we're getting from everybody is great.
Yeah.
Everybody's enthusiastic, ready to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really, really nice experience.
Yeah, the content you guys have here is spot on timing. You know, we just had Lamont Black in here talking crypto and
Lamont
blockchain.
Lamont is really good.
Yeah. Impressed.
We'll be working with him a lot more in the future.
I bet you will. Yeah, he's a really sharp guy. So,
yeah.
All right, hey, let's talk about the future of car buying, because I think that's on everyone's dinner plate these days. So, I'm going to kind of preface this here. So, how are credit unions helping members and dealers during this time? Because the last few years have obviously changed the way members
Absolutely.
Have shopped and purchased for cars, because you see a lot of online stuff now where cars are delivered to your door. You don't have
yeah.
to touch anything. So, how are credit unions helping members and dealers during this kind of time of change, if you will?
Yeah, so there's a couple of aspects to that. One, the inventory crisis, shortage.
Oh, yeah.
So in that, we've seen a different dynamic play out in financing and how that happens and who is financing these vehicles. In large part, we've seen captive lenders, so Ford Motor Credit, Nissan Motor Credit, kind of pull back.
Yeah.
They don't need to do those incentives. They don't need to do the 0% rate offers. And really, we've seen the credit union step into the space a lot more.
Yeah.
And so the credit union share volume and the number of transactions that the credit union is actually financing these loans has really increased. So we've got a lot more visibility in that space. Now, when we talk about how the market is changing overall, really what we saw with COVID was, you know, the contactless delivery and the online orders and things like that. So this is where in history, you know, we've really had that relationship with the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
The dealers come into Cuddle and that's where they initiate or start that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're seeing it's moving what we're saying up funnel. So we're seeing like OEMs, like a Tesla, like a manufacturer, these direct-to-consumer models where there is no dealership in the middle of that transaction.
Right.
And this is, and we're also seeing it with retailers like, you know, Carvana and others, where it's direct-to-consumer and there is no dealership in the middle of that. So this is where the strength of our dealer network comes into play in our relationships, because we're getting into these conversations with these OEM providers. And this is not only a Tesla thing. So we're talking to major manufacturers who are looking at selling their electric vehicles differently than they do their normal vehicles. So they're looking at that track going not at the franchise dealer, but directly to consumer. And so right now we are in these conversations. We are helping to shape, you know, how to do business with us. Doing business with a credit union is different than with a bank or a finance company. Membership and other things that aren't there with others. So and there are a lot more credit unions, as you know, than there are those bigger banks.
Yeah.
So trying to make sure that our credit unions have a seat at the table when they want a seat at the table, that is key and what we're focused on, and that's what we're kind of navigating right now. And there are lots of different sources out here, so this isn't a single conversation.
Oh, no.
This is many, many conversations that we're in the midst of.
So is the era of going to a dealership and kicking the tires, is that over, or are people still doing that?
It's definitely, that's happening, and we're seeing a lot of volume come through those doors, but I think we're just seeing the other channels more and more are becoming more prevalent, and so they're going to grow. There might be things that happen to cause, you know, if we have another COVID or something, God forbid, like that, that forces those really no human touch points in that, that's going to drive it a lot faster again. So we just need to make sure our credit unions and we are prepared to step in and make sure we can support the credit union members through those channels.
There's so many things that are changing right now drastically.
Yes.
And auto buying is one of them, or auto lending, leasing, all that type of stuff changing so drastically. So I want to get back to the origins thing. So can you explain to me one more time, how are they facilitating all of this and helping the credit unions kind of stay on the forefront here?
So let me give you an example, a kind of a use case of a problem that needs to be solved in this. So you've got, let's say, let's just use a Tesla, for instance.
Sure.
Tesla, they're nationwide, of course.
Yep.
Our credit unions are, do most of the credit unions do business regionally. And so they cater to a particular geographic area. And so this is an issue. This is something difficult. So when we want to present something to a Tesla, when we want to be a lender option in their custom interface, in their custom transaction, we have a what we're calling a one-to-many solve. So there's one customer, but we can't show them 1,000 credit unions. We can't show them 20 credit unions.
I know where you're going. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
We've got to narrow it. So part of how we're solving that issue is working with our credit unions and with the providers on how do we find the best credit union match for that transaction.
Yep.
If they have existing membership, how do we match them with their credit union and make sure that loan stays with that credit union?
Yeah. It's so interesting that how it's changed. It sounds like it's... Let's focus on Tesla for a second, because it sounds like you're working with like Apple, because they have so many requirements and so many parameters and stuff like that. Same thing with Tesla, obviously, if you want to do business with them, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. And
but once you get in, oh my gosh.
This is excellent point, because all of these different providers, all these different, you know, top of funnel points of sale, they want to do business. They want to have a really unique customer experience. They want their lenders to conform a way around the way they want to do business, and so when you get so many different sources wanting to have their own unique experience, it gets very complicated for the credit unions to participate in all this. And that's where we're coming in to be that kind of translation line to make sure that we're supporting the provider's experience. So whether it's a Tesla or a Carvana or anybody else, we can support that experience, give them that unique experience, but also create the opportunity for the credit union and not disintermediate them.
But isn't that a feather in the credit union's cap as well, looking at it from their perspective? If they can get into this ecosystem, the Tesla ecosystem, if you will, that's a feather
in
their cap. Oh my gosh, talk about a value statement. Goodness.
And to be clear, we're using Tesla, using Carvana.
Yeah,
we're just using them as examples.
Yes. Right. Yes. So, get into the Porsche ecosystem or the Toyota ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is part of, the dealerships are not going anywhere. They're not going away quickly. They'll be here for a while, but we will see the business start to migrate away.
And
especially, generationally, I think that'll be clear. So as younger generations come in and start buying automobiles, we definitely will see them go to this, remote delivery, online ordering, and not go to the dealership, because frankly, it's not something that's attractive to a lot of people.
It's not fun. Other than the test drive, it's not real fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On that note, Darren, anything else to add? Any final thoughts here?
No. Other than, things are changing quickly. This is part of what we need. This is part of our function here, is to make sure the credit unions are very relevant in however that market changes. So we've got to be that layer that enables them to provide those auto loans to their members.
Good point. All right, sir. On that note, I'm going to let you get out of here. Thank you so much, Darren. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mark.
Keep up the good work, and
I'll
look forward to the next chat.
All right.
See where we are in that car buying experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.